Vice President John Dramani Mahama has underscored the need for academic excellence to be translated into future excellence at the workplace. This, he said, would not only enable the nation to regain the resources it has invested in the citizenry, but move Ghana onto a higher pedestal for socio-economic development. The Vice President made the call in a speech read for him by the Deputy Minister of Education in charge of pre-tertiary education at the Golden Jubilee Celebration and Speech and Prize-Giving Day of Tema Senior High School, Temasku. We bring you a news desk report.
Mr. Mahama noted that academic excellence without moral discipline does not lead a person far, because in the field of work and in future family life, it is the moral discipline that directs the achievement of excellence. He urged stakeholders in education to help train the youth to lead morally upright lives. He said stakeholders can take on these challenges by getting involved in the training of children at home, church, school and the community. The Vice President urged the students to take up the challenge by practically getting involved in community activities, classroom projects, sensitizing the community on the proper disposal of waste, cleanliness and the need to patronize government health programs. Such ventures, he said, would allow the students to be appreciative of the needs of society, set high moral tones for them and build the community. Mr. Mahama advised students to guard against the wrong use of the computer and its overdependence, since that could also gradually contribute to a drop in their intelligent quotient. He paid glowing tribute to Dr. Francis Kwame Nabuah of blessed memory, founder and first headmaster of Temasku, for his vision, dedication, commitment and selflessness, and urged the school's authorities not to be complacent but to build on the achievement of their predecessors. The headmistress of the school, Elizabeth Esari, said Temasku established and commissioned on September 22, 1961, with an initial student population of 52 and 6 staff members. The school could currently boast of 1,702 students and 102 graduate teachers with 66 ancillary staff. On the 2010-2011 West Africa Senior High School Certificate Examinations, Mrs. Asari said out of a total of 545 candidates presented by the school, as many as 436 passed in 8 subjects, 75 in 7 subjects, 21 in 6 subjects, and 7 in 5 subjects. The headmistress mentioned staff and student accommodation as a most pressing challenge. She called for the expansion of the boys' dormitories, a larger library, expansion of a dining hall, and the completion of a girls' dormitory block. Earlier, a school gate and a clinic were inaugurated. Prizes and awards were given to deserving students and staff.
Now the news desk report.